Friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So today I want to address something that seems to be kind of permeating and percolating just under the surface of our congregational life together. I hear a deep concern for the longevity of our congregation. And this concern seems to drive parts of our congregational life. But under that very valid concern, I hear fear. Fear that we are not enough. We're not big enough with people. We don't have enough ministries to bring people in. We don't get enough in our offerings. We have a fear that seems to be kind of pervasive, and what I hear and what I see is that we're living out of that fear. But fear is poor motivation. And it's a really unhelpful reason for us to do anything. And it seems that fear comes from an underlying spiritual condition. It comes from a lack of trust in the abundance of God. And I think today's scripture, the feeding of the 5,000, it addresses specifically that spiritual condition. Because it's the exact same spiritual condition that the disciples had. See, this story, it was so important for the first century church that all four gospel writers included it in their gospel. See, this story, it tells us about who God is and what God does in light of our not enough fears. Now, there are two ways that the feeding of the 5,000 is commonly interpreted. The first is a completely rational explanation of what happened on the mountainside that day. With little effort, we can explain away the feeding of the 5,000 as miraculous, a little more than a communal picnic with a whole bunch of people. We could say that what happened that day was obviously more like a big outdoor potluck where everybody opened their picnic baskets and gave parts of their meals and bread and fish to their neighbors. It was people's generosity and not some miracle of Jesus that provided enough food to go around. This is the Jesus wants you to be nice and share your peanut butter jelly sandwich explanation of the feeding of the 5,000. I mean, I don't know, if 5,000 people all of a sudden had a potluck and started sharing stuff, I think that's, I mean, there's some kind of miracle there. But there are actually six accounts of this story in the Gospels. That means that this story is told twice in some of them. I mean, it's that important. I think the frequency tells us that it's so important that it's more than just about people sharing their lunches. See, it's miracles. It's miracles not lessons about sharing that we really need in light of our fears. And the second interpretation of this story is that Jesus multiplied the food with God powers to show God's abundance. See, I believe in miracles, friends. I believe in miracles, not just because I'm a pastor, but because I need miracles. I need to believe that God can do something that I can't do. And so that's how this story addresses the fear in our congregation. After a long day, the disciples want Jesus to send the crowds away. Go get themselves some food. And Jesus says, they need not go away. You give them something to eat. And the disciples, they act out of their not enough fear. They say, we have nothing here. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They're saying, Jesus, we don't have enough. They're acting like old Mother Hubbard. You all know that one, kids? You remember the old Mother Hubbard nursery rhyme? Old Mother Hubbard went to her cupboard to fetch out a poor dog a bone. When she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so the poor dog had none. You all remember that, right? But the cupboard, it's not bare. They have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And Jesus. See, the disciples fail to see the opportunity to show God's abundance because they fear that they have a limited supply. They get so caught up in not having enough resources that they forgot about the only resource that they need. They forgot about the one who can take stones and turn it into bread, who can send fishermen to fishing and fill their nets. They forgot about the one who commands the wind and the rain and the sea. They forgot about God in their midst because they were concentrating on their not enough. So Jesus, he shows them what he can do when they think there's not enough. Jesus does his Jesus thing. He multiplies it all, so much so that there was food left over. Friends, even with a limited supply, God is enough. See, the abundance, it wasn't located in what the people had. The abundance was located in God. What does it mean for us? We have enough. And God is using our enough, multiplying our enough to serve the conquered community. God multiplies what we fear is not enough. See, the abundance isn't in how many people we have. It's not in how many ministries we offer, or how many children are in Sunday school, or it's not in anything at all of what we do. We are enough. We have enough because God is enough. I want you to say that. Say, God is enough.
God is enough.
Ooh, say it again.
God is enough.
All right. I want to tell you about how God is enough. I'm going to point at you, and you're going to say,
God.
All right, so in 2018, we spent, as a congregation, $25,000 through our Friends Feeding Friends ministry, and in December, we had $17,000 left over.
God.
Friends, we helped 22,000 people with emergency food. Every Sunday last year, we had a worship service.
God.
We furnished more than 300 people.
God.
We have Sunday school and a confirmation program.
God.
We prepared 2,300 hot meals.
God.
We have multiple Bible studies and fellowship activities. Friends, we gave $5,000 to our sister parish in El Salvador. Not to mention that we helped Mount Cross, we gave money to the crisis nursery, and we helped the synod. See, friends, for Jesus, the 5 loaves and 2 bread of this congregation is more than enough. So friends, how can we fear the future when God shows no sign of slowing God's ministry here? It's changing. It looks different than it did 10 or 20 or 30 years ago. But God is not done with Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. So do not fear.
God is enough.
Amen. Please stand as we sing.